Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If you would look in Proverbs, the 4th chapter, and the 20th verse, Proverbs 4 and 20, he said, I'm reading now out of the Living Bible. He said, listen, son of mine, to what I say. Proverbs 4:20. Listen carefully. Keep these thoughts ever in mind. Let them penetrate deep within your heart, for they will mean real life for you and radiant health. Does that sound good?
Yes.
The New Century Version, verse 22. Well, I'll back up to verse 20. New Century Version. My child, pay attention to my words. Listen closely to what I say. Don't ever forget my words. Keep them always in mind. Are his words important? How important are they? According to the scripture, they're life and death. And not just physical life and death, eternal life and eternal death. His words are. He said, they are the key to life for those that find them. They bring health to the whole body. Praise God. Is that true or not?
Yes.
Is it true his words bring health to the whole body?
Yes.
If that's true, we ought to be after his words.
Yes.
And if you're needing more health, you should be after some words.
Yes.
Not just any words, his words. Now, it didn't just say his words about healing. All of his words are health and life. Jesus said in John 6:63, the flesh profits nothing. The words I speak unto you, they're spirit and they're life. His words are not just a form of communication. That's something we need mind renewal in. When the Lord speaks to you, he's never just saying. Never. I don't care for that phrase. If you say, I'm just saying, what you're just saying is that my mouth is moving, I'm making sound, but it means nothing. And it will accomplish nothing. And the Bible says that's an idle word. And we'll have to give an account. We are not supposed to speak non-productive stuff. We're told not to speak foolish things. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. God's words are spirit. They're eternal. And they are life. And they will minister to you beyond what your mind comprehends about them. Is it possible to take a pill, a medicine that your doctor prescribed, and you not have a clue what's in it or how it works, but it have an effect on your body? Well, that's man's medicine. God's medicine. The margin of this says it'll be medicine to all their flesh. God's medicine works similarly. You don't have to understand all that it means. You don't have to understand how it works. But if you have faith in it, and if you'll receive it, it will work in you.
Amen.
Say it out loud. His word,
is life to me,
and health,
to all my
flesh.
Praise God.
God's always been the healer.
Yes.
Always. He's never changed. And the psalmist said, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. The Amplified, verse 22, says it like this. They are life to those that find them, healing and health to all their flesh. Verse 23 is, so keep and guard your heart with all vigilance and above all that you guard, for out of it flow the springs of life. Whatever is going on in your heart, now that's not talking about your blood pump. Your heart is the inner part of your being, the core part of your being, just like the heart of a watermelon, the heart of an oak tree, not a blood pump. You can't believe God with your physical blood pump any more than you can believe God with your liver or a kidney. People look, you know, they imagine that the heart is all these amazing. It's a physical organ. Your brain is a physical organ. Your brain is not your mind. People talk about, isn't it amazing that these few pounds of gray matter tissue, out of this has come Mozart and architecture and medicine and going to the moon. No, 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 no. The brain is tissue and nerves and synapses. It's simply the physical organ the mind functions through. And when your if the Lord tarries is coming and you live out your life and they put your body in the ground, you'll still have your mind. You won't be in the ground. As a believer, you'll be with the Lord. Hallelujah. You'll still be you, and you'll have your mind. And then you're really going to take off in development. We are created in the likeness and image of God. There is no limit to what we can learn. There is no limit to what we can understand. We're made in His image and likeness. Praise God. But the thing that causes us to develop, to blossom and bloom, is His Word. His Word is the incorruptible seed and the water that causes the seed to grow. You'll see about this in 1 Peter. You don't have to turn there. But in 1 Peter, the first chapter, 1 Peter 1:23 says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Heaven and earth, this atmosphere, and even things in our solar system are going away. The whole surface of the, people talk about global warming. Honey, it ain't just going to warm. It's going to melt. Something's going to happen to our star, our sun, and the surface is going to melt. But God will create a new heavens and a new earth. And in the new heavens and new earth, and we'll be around, there will be no curse, no death, no sorrow, no crying, no dying, no hospitals, no cemeteries, no mental institutions. We've never been in a place like that. I'm hungry to find out about it. How about you? Well, we got just a little bit longer down here, and then we're going to find out. This life is the briefest thing we'll ever do in our existence. If you live 100+ years, to the Lord, 1,000 years is like a day. Well, He's perceiving time correctly. We're the ones that think this is a long time. So 100 years, God time, would be a couple of hours. And if you already live 50 years, you got about an hour left. And then you're out of here. Right? That's with you doing good, with the Lord sustaining you. No, this is not a long time. This is a very brief time. And trying to live just for this life and trying to act like you're going to live down here forever, is crazy, right? It's living in a fantasy. They tell us, you know, that tens of thousands of people are leaving this earth every day. Scores of thousands, actually. About every 1.8 seconds, I think it is, two people go. And so trying to act like you're going to live down here forever, or trying to make plans. Well, I'm going to get everything right, and I'm going to be set, and I'm going to retire, and what? What? You need to be about your Maker's business. You need to be focusing on what He wants you to do, because soon and very soon, we're all out of here. Your body is born of corruptible seed. Your recreated spirit is born of incorruptible seed, eternal seed. Go with me to 1 Corinthians, please. 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 6. 1 Corinthians 3 and 6. He said, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Now, let's stop here. How did Paul plant? He preached. He taught. Right? So it was through the anointed words that he preached and taught that he planted. Apollos was a teacher. So he came along and taught on the same subjects that Paul preached and taught about, but he expounded on it as teachers do. If you've never heard it before, it's being planted. If you're hearing about it again, it's being watered. And you need both of it. Both of them are vital, are necessary. I've planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Then neither is he that plants anything, neither he that waters, but God that gives the increase. The Amplified in verse 9 says, we are fellow workmen, laborers together with you and for God. You are God's garden and vineyard and field under cultivation. Say it out loud. I am. God's garden. Well, what does he plant in his garden? His words are seeds. And whatever seed it is, it'll produce after its own kind. Tomato seeds produce tomatoes. Well, God, see, whatever he's talking about, that seed produces that.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.